This is season two of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. On today's episode, we're back, baby. This is episode 53 of the Karibo Shoe Podcast, and we are finally back. I'm very happy to be back, and of course, it wouldn't be an episode of Karibo Shoe without my co-host, Chad, is here with me today.
Hello, everyone. It is very good to be back.
It is indeed, and man, there's been a lot happened since we last recorded a couple of months ago, namely you getting married and me having another child, but forget about all that. We've had a lot of Nintendo stuff happening since we've been gone.
We sure have. Like you said, I've gotten married, so I've finally gotten the Player 2 to my Player 1, Marriage Life is Bliss, so
Very nice.
I can't wait to talk about all this Nintendo news.
All right, man. So let's just go ahead and get into it. So what all have you been playing kind of over this break? Have you been having any time for games at all?
So I've been trying to squeeze in some game time when I can. Most importantly, I'm still playing Yoshi's Crafted World. I've still not beat this game since we last talked about it.
I'm in the same boat as you.
I'm getting close. I have 3 out of the 5 gems. It's a hard game for me to play through. It's not super challenging, but I find myself just getting a little bored with it over time.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. It's very charming and everything, but just not a whole lot of challenge to it.
Exactly. Another thing I picked up over the break was Horizon Chase Turbo. They had some really good sales on the eShop over the break.
And I sure did.
I can't believe I didn't pick this game up day one. I've been having an absolute blast with it. It is so fun. I love the arcade race style it has. I know you've talked about it before, so I won't spend much time on it, but I'm just having an absolute blast with it.
I'm really glad you picked it up and glad that you're enjoying it. That's awesome. Yeah, it's a great arcade racer.
Also, Cuphead. I've probably got 4% completion. It's very, very hard, but Cuphead on the Switch, I love it. It is so much fun.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll just butt in real quick here. I picked this up as well. In fact, I picked it up because Nintendo's having an E3 sale on the eShop right now, and Cuphead is on sale for a very small discount, but that was enough to push me over the edge, and I picked it up. Played it last night, went through, I think, 3 or 4 levels, and I just absolutely love this game. It's perfect on the Switch.
It really is. I love it that you can take it on the go. It's amazing. Final thing that I've really been playing is Box Boy plus Box Girl.
Oh, yes.
When this game came out, I never played a Box Boy game before. I played a demo on the 3DS, but I was blown away. I played this all the way through. Probably took me 6 or 7 hours to beat it, but I played every level.
So you've already beaten it.
I've beat it.
Awesome.
I loved the game.
Yeah, this game is really neat. It's a really cool little puzzle game, and I love Box Boy and Box Girl. They're great little characters.
Yes, I really, really want the amiibo now.
Very nice. So I've been playing a lot, like you said, a lot of the same ones as you, but on top of that, I've been still sticking with Pokemon Go and also Pokemon Let's Go. I got back in there and trying to build up a bunch of my favorite Pokemon up pretty high level so that I'll be ready to move them into Sword and Shield. So I've been just hanging out in the Cerulean Cave and catching Chansey after Chansey because they give you the most experience. And I'm telling you, you can build up a team pretty quick this way.
That's awesome.
So been back into that. Also been playing some more Splatoon 2. Kind of gotten back into that. You know, we're winding down on the support for the Splatfest on Splatoon 2. So I've been hopping back in that and definitely planning on participating in the Splatfest this weekend.
Oh, yes. Same here.
Also, like I said, I already picked up Cuphead. I already mentioned that. Also picked up a couple other games on the eShop. I picked up Gato Roboto, which they call a Meowtroidvania game. It's basically you're a little cat in a mech suit, and it's all black and white graphics. Kind of reminds me of like a more modern Game Boy style game, and it's a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's pretty funny. And then lastly, and this just came out, they announced it at E3 that it was available now, I picked up the Contra collection. And this is the third collection that Konami has released here in the last few months. They had, an arcade collection and a Castlevania collection before. And Contra is the game, is the series that I loved growing up. So this is a great collection. It's pretty much every Contra game you could want. And I've even got a chance to play some of the versions in other countries that were were different, as well as the Game Boy Contra game, which I had not ever played before. So I had a lot of fun playing through, trying out all those last night. It was a lot of fun.
Well, that's very cool. When I heard the Contra collection was coming out, I just knew you'd be picking it up.
I had to. Such a fan.
Well, that's good. It sounds like you've got some good gameplay in over the break here.
Yeah, it's mostly been real recent. Boy, with the newborn and stuff, I didn't have time for games, it seemed like, for the first month and a half or so of the break. But I finally kind of, we're settling more into a routine, and I've been playing a little bit late at night. So
that's good.
Been really glad to get back and play my Switch again.
Oh, yes.
of course, not only have we been playing a bunch of stuff over the break, surely you've picked up a few things that you'd like to mention here. So what pickups have you had that were notable over the break?
So a few of the pickups that I picked that were my favorite here is I picked up Persona Q2, possibly the last physical 3DS game to come out.
That's right, and I was able to pick this up as well, thanks to you reminding me about it. I forgot all about its release date.
Our store didn't have a single one in stock, and I believe you were able to pick yours up at the store. They had to ship me mine because they didn't have any more. But I did finally get my hands on it, and it was in good shape, thankfully.
Perfect. Yeah, this is just a game I just really, really wanted to have in my collection, being very, very likely the last boxed physical release on the 3DS.
Very well.
I'm very happy to have it.
Something else I got was a Switch game. I picked up Team Sonic Racing, and for the 4 minutes that I played of it, I did not care for it.
Oh, no. So it's not a Mario Kart killer, you wouldn't say.
It's a very poor man's Mario Kart.
That's a bummer.
I need to spend some more time with it. It may get better, but they didn't have a cutscene at the beginning, I don't believe, like all the PS4 versions and all that.
Yeah, I've heard that. And it runs at a lower frame rate than the PlayStation 4 version. And, of course, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe runs at 60 frames a second on the Switch. So it is disappointing that this one runs at 30.
But it did have a smaller price tag, so I understand why it doesn't run as well.
You know, I was kind of considering buying this, but I talked to you first. You'd already bought it, and I decided to hang on to my money for something else.
Wait till it goes on sale for $15.
Right.
Some other things I picked up were some boxed NES games. I'm always looking for boxed games. I was able to pick up a boxed copy of Dr. Mario, the Donkey Kong Classics, which is the orange box.
Oh, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
I absolutely love that box. It's awesome. And I picked up Tetris, which I didn't have. And these are probably the nicest boxes that I have in my entire collection. I don't think there's a single spine rift or anything in there. They're shiny and glossy and still just really smooth.
Well, that's great. And those are three classic games, too. So that's really cool that you have those. Yeah, I too love the Donkey Kong Classic cover. If I'm not mistaken, it has Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Jr. on it. So, yeah, that's awesome.
I was very excited to see it. And the final thing I picked up that I thought was pretty neat was Darksiders War Mastered Edition. Now, this game, I think, is pretty old. It was on the Wii U, I believe, too, and probably on other platforms as well. But they actually made a misprint when they made this. THQ Nordic put it out, and they put it out with a black spine, which is the only other game have a black spine with the Labo games, I believe.
Right, yeah, it should have been red.
But this even has some of the art on the back kind of wrapped around the spine. It just does not look very good at all. But they've already pulled all those and have a red spine back out on the shelf. So I don't know how many were left in town, but I think I got one of the last ones.
Oh, that's awesome,
and
man.
I bought this purely for collectible purposes.
No, for sure. Man, yeah, that's really cool. You're able to get your hands on one of those misprints. You know, in years past, stuff like that's ended up being kind of a collector's item years down the road. So
That's
very smart of you to pick that up.
So have you had any cool pickups lately?
Well, besides, like I already mentioned, got Persona Q2. I did get a few things I thought were worth talking about, mostly Pokemon related. So I got... I got my first modded Nintendo system. Now, this is something I've been kind of looking at and with interest on Instagram and stuff. I follow a few accounts, and we're seeing more of these pop up. And so what I ended up picking up is a Pokemon Yellow Edition Game Boy Color, but it is modded with a backlit screen. And I just got this thing in the mail, and let me tell you, it is glorious. It's every kid's dream from back in 1998 to have a system like this that they don't have to hold under a light to play. And I absolutely love this thing. It's a dream come true for me. So I was extremely happy with the quality of everything, and I've been playing it quite a bit. So
that's awesome. I know you were real excited about that. And I don't think you could have picked a better Game Boy to or a Game Boy Color to get right with the backlit screen.
The only bad thing is that now I just want more of these systems. You know, there are, not only are ones like I bought where it's an actual Nintendo shell of a system that they made, but they make all kinds of custom shells and stuff too, and lots of neat color combinations. So I'm definitely gonna have to be careful and not break the bank buying a bunch of these, but I really do like the one I got.
That's good.
Another thing I picked up is a Pikachu Funko Pop. Now, this was a Funko Pop that was a Target exclusive, if I'm not mistaken, and these sold out right away, especially at our Target. I never even saw them. So I had kind of given up on getting one of these, other than I thought, well, I could always go on eBay and buy one from a reseller, and I figured I probably would eventually do that. But I just happened to be walking through my local Target and through the toy section with my little boy, and went by the Detective Pikachu stuff they had for sale, and lo and behold, there was a Pikachu Funko Pop just sitting there, just randomly, and I couldn't believe my luck. So you better believe I picked this thing up, and I'm happy to have it in my collection.
Yeah, I can't believe you found one in the wild like
it's
that.
It's just unbelievable.
I'm sure you didn't pay as much as I did for mine.
But yeah, I was very happy to get that at just retail price. So I couldn't be more happy with that. And then also, with the Detective, I've mentioned the Detective Pikachu merchandise for sale. The bug kind of bit me, and I ended up buying a bunch of Detective Pikachu cards from the Pokemon trading card game. And I went a little overboard because I ended up with a full set. So I've got a full set, and I've also got basically another full set that I need to give you.
So, I appreciate it.
But I did. I really liked how these cards were. You know, all the artwork is from the movie. And so I thought, you know, of all the Pokemon trading card game sets that there's been, this one's fairly unique. And it's also a pretty small set to collect. So I thought, you know, I think I would be very happy that I have this years down the road. So I picked up some of the cards.
Well, that's really cool. Sounds like you got some good stuff.
Yeah, so that's going to do it for kind of all our pickups and what we've been playing over the break. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll talk about some of the news we missed while we were gone. All right, Chad, so I thought we'd hit, some news that we missed kind of over the break, some of at least the highlights here. So one of the big things we got was Super Mario Maker 2 Direct. You and me both watched this, and it got me pretty excited for the game. I won't lie at all. I was more excited about the game after watching this than definitely I was before. So
yeah, you know, the Super Mario Maker 2 is right around the corner coming out, and we really didn't know a whole lot about it. So I'm really glad they put out this direct to give us some information. Hopefully they got some pre-orders off the deal. So
yes. So I thought we'd just go here. How I've got it written down here is the good, the bad, and the ugly. So the good, we've got four-player versus and four-player co-op that they announced at this Direct. Now, I did not really see this coming. The other two Mario Maker games didn't have anything like this. So I thought that was really awesome.
The four-player versus, I did not see coming at all. And even co-op, right. not really on a Mario Maker game. But yeah, I couldn't be happier with that.
Yeah, lots of new items to build with were announced. I know there's the claw is in there, and just the angry sun, all kinds of new items were in there. So I thought that was really cool. There's a whole new story mode in this game, which I also wasn't expecting. I think looks really neat.
Looks like Princess Peach's castle gets destroyed and you have to rebuild it. So I look forward to playing around with that.
Yeah, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that story mode is going to have about 100 courses in it, all designed by the Nintendo themselves. So it's almost a Mario game in itself, just the story mode. So I was really pumped to hear that. And then also the other thing I was not sure that was going to happen is they're going to have cooperative stage building too. So I think this may be local play only, I want to say. But if you've got a friend there, y'all can be making a course together. And, you know, so maybe it might be a little tedious, the stage you're building, but you can have some help. And so I thought that was really neat.
And I'm not very creative, so I'll definitely accept all the help I can get on building a stage. So this would be perfect for me.
Right. Of course, then we have the bad. And to me, that was, they announced that there's no amiibo support in this game. And that's just a huge bummer to me. The original Mario Maker on the Wii U had some of the best amiibo support I've ever seen. So this was just a huge blow to my hype for the game.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they said that. I just absolutely knew there'd be amiibo support considering how much everybody seemed to like it on the first game.
Oh, right. Exactly. So my hope is that all those little 8-bit figures from the different games still make it into the game, but I don't have any really hope that they will.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like it's very likely, but I do hope for it to happen.
Same here.
And then the ugly, but we have an update here at the end. But they had came out after this. We got all excited about this versus mode, and then we came to find out when some of the news outlets and stuff got a chance to play this game. So like IGN played and a bunch of other outlets, and they started figuring out that when you're playing the versus or co-op modes online, it can only be with random people and not with your friends. And this is just to me another example of Nintendo just not getting online. You know, they in so many other games, they would not let you play with strangers and only let you play with friends. And in this game, they're making you play with strangers and you can't play with friends. So it's just like, make up your mind, Nintendo. And so this, when I found this out, I mean, I almost thought about canceling my pre-order. That's how upset I got.
Oh, yeah.
This is just unacceptable. I mean, that I wanted to play this versus with you and some of our other friends. And figuring that I wasn't going to be able to do that, it just kind of really bummed me out. But we got an update actually at E3. The producer of the game says that in a future update, you will be able to play these modes online with friends. So I wish it was coming at launch. I hope this update comes very soon after launch.
Right, yeah, same here. I'm glad they're at least fixing that mistake there.
Me
too. I think it definitely was a mistake.
I don't think they'll fix the amiibo mistake. But I am glad to know that me and you will be able to play some online modes together, hopefully.
For sure.
So another big news item from the break was we got a Pokemon Sword and Shield Direct, and
yes.
This was awesome as well. I mean, I was very, very excited about this game already, but after this Direct, I just wanted the game right then. You know, it really blew me away.
Oh, yeah, same here.
So we got a release date finally for the game. It's coming out November 15th, which is about what we expected, but nice to have a firm date announced. And kind of the big new thing I would say with this game, the big gimmick is Dynamax Pokemon are introduced. And I thought this was a pretty neat feature.
So, when I saw this, I was kind of torn. I wasn't sure what to think. Basically, Dynamax is giant Pokemon.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very odd. It looks like your trainer has a little Pokeball, and then he does something to turn it into a giant Pokeball. And then, if you have I believe they showed a Raichu, and it was just huge.
Yeah.
And I think that's why these stadiums are so big, so that they can have these big Dynamax battles.
That's right.
And so that was really cool.
Yes, from what I can tell, Dynamaxing your Pokemon, first of all, you have to get like a Dynamax bracelet before you can do it. So I'm thinking you may have to get through a gym or two before you obtain this item. But also, you can't just Dynamax your Pokemon all the time. It says it's only available during gym battles and another mode that we're fixing to talk about in a minute. But you can't just do it all the time. And also, your Dynamax Pokemon will only stay large for 3 turns, I believe.
And it can only be used once per battle, I believe.
That's right. Yeah. But not only do they get large, but their moves get updated too into more powerful moves. So I'm real excited about trying this out, and I think there's going to be some Pokemon that'll probably be fun to see giant sized.
Oh, I think so.
I'd love to Dynamax my Magikarp and splash really, really hard.
Oh, yes.
So another, I would say another big addition to this game is what they're calling the wild area. And this is really cool to me.
This is where this game shines to me. This wild area looks super cool. I thought they did a great job showcasing it in the Direct. You see a Tyranitar walking around, a Rhydon, and it just looks so cool.
Yeah, not only that, you see lots of different weather. It sounds like this area is going to have dynamic weather that changes day to day. It's free roaming completely with a free roaming camera, too. You can actually control the camera in a Pokemon game. It's amazing. This is kind of, to me, the little taste of Breath of the Wild in a Pokemon game. So I'm very, very excited about the wild area.
Yeah, same here. And along with the weather changing, I believe that affects which Pokemon will be out during the days and everything.
That's right. And so one other thing about the wild area is you'll see in the trailer and stuff, there's these red beacons that are appear in places in the wild area. And that's where you can get find the this new play style in the game called Max Raid Battles. And these are kind of similar to like the raid battles in Pokemon Go, but these are them in a traditional Pokemon game for the first time. And you will meet up with very powerful Pokemon here, and you can't take them on by yourself. You had to have a party of four. And so they make this pretty nice. They've announced that you can play with three computer teammates, three local co-op partners, or three people online. So you're going to have lots of options on how you're going to play in these max raid battles, but you will be fighting against a Dynamaxed Pokemon that stays big the entire match, and you've got to try to weaken it and catch it. And so I'm really excited about trying out some of this.
I think that's really cool. I'm kind of wondering if they'll have like exclusive Dynamax Pokemon that can only be caught in Dynamax form that you won't see in the main game.
I think they've said there are some. So this, cool. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can get together and participate in a few of these raids together.
For sure.
Another thing that's kind of returning to a main Pokemon game here after the island stuff in Sun and Moon is gym battles are back, and they're a pretty big focus this time around. So these gyms look like they're absolutely gigantic, as we've mentioned before. And I think part of that is so you can have a Dynamax Pokemon inside, but also just it looks like there's a big crowd, lots of spectators. It just seems like they're really kind of blowing out the gym battles this time.
Gym battles are very, very big in the Galar region.
So. Right. So it says they're televised throughout the region, whatever that means. And then another thing that we got in this direct that we did not get in the initial trailer is wild Pokemon are visible in the wild. And that's just awesome. That's what me and you both wanted, I think. So very happy to see the wild Pokemon are back.
For sure. I was so excited to see wild Pokemon roaming around. And I think that was very, very smart of them to do, especially on a game this big on the Switch.
Right. And for the people that wanted it to just be random, you had to walk through the grass. There's something in there for them too. Looks like if you're walking through the grass, you may occasionally see like an exclamation point. And if you run over to where that exclamation point came up, there'll be a wild Pokemon there, and you won't know what it is until you see it. So it kind of made something for both style of plays, and I'm happy with that.
Yeah, same here.
And then kind of at the end, they announced a special double pack with both versions of the game, and I think I'm going to end up picking that up myself.
Yes, yeah, I've already got it pre-ordered.
So am I. Who are we kidding?
And they did show off the legendaries in the direct also.
That's right. So we had a couple of legendary Pokemon, two basically dogs or wolves or something, and I don't know. What do you think about how they look?
I'm not just a huge fan, personally. One of them, for Pokemon Sword, he's carrying a sword in his mouth, and the shield is basically his face is the shield. So,
yeah, I don't think they look great.
More like a wolf with a big mane, I guess, with the shield.
Right, yeah.
I'm just not a huge fan of them. They don't look like, I don't know, your typical Pokemon or something. It's just all the armor or something on them. They just look... They look like they should be in a Knights of the Round Table or something.
Right, yeah. We did get a few other new Pokemon. So we got a Sheep Pokemon, Wooloo. It seems like this is the internet's favorite right now.
I think so.
But also a couple other ones that are pretty neat looking.
Yeah.
And then at E3, they announced an even more, and I think one of them, the one I'm excited about, looks like it's kind of like a corgi Pokemon. So I'm definitely going to catch that at the first chance I get. And then I think one other thing they announced at E3 in regards to this game is the Pokeball Plus is kind of supported. So you'll be able to throw a Pokemon into your Pokeball Plus from Pokemon Sword and Shield, but I do not believe you'll be able to control your character with the Pokeball Plus.
That's what I
use it as a controller.
Right.
So I'm sure some people that have a Pokeball Plus will be upset about that. Me personally, I didn't really like using that as a controller, so I'm okay with it. But anyway, hopefully they will allow you to use the Pro Controller. That's one thing I do not know for sure if it's been confirmed or not.
I sure hope so. Yeah.
Me too.
And I do have one update on that. I will be choosing Score Bunny as my starter, I believe.
Very nice.
I'm off the Sovel train.
Okay. Very nice. Well, I'm sticking with Grookey.
Very cool. So.
All right. Well, that's going to do it mostly for the news. We missed kind of the big stuff. Of course, there's a lot of smaller stuff, but we have a shortage of time already, and we still need to talk about E3. So let's take a quick break, and when we return, we'll get into E3 2019.
Mario!
Okay, Chaz, so one thing that we're not late to the party on for finally is E3 2019. That's been going on this week, so we're actually on time for this one, and I'm very excited to get into this.
Same here, my favorite time of the year.
So E3, for Nintendo, started actually on June 8th, on Saturday. And that's when Nintendo had rented out this this hotel, ball, theater of some sort, and had three events. The Super Mario Maker 2 Invitational 2019, the Splatoon 2 World Championships 2019, and the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate World Championship 2019 3v3. So they just had these back to back to back, and I think we were able to both watch some of this at least.
Yes, I was able to catch the Super Mario Maker 2 and Splatoon 2 and about half of the Smash
probably. Awesome. So what did you think about the Super Mario Maker 2 Invitational?
So I was very excited to see how they had it. I'm a big fan of the Completionist, and he was there.
Yes,
so
that's who I was rooting for as well.
I'm really glad they showcased the car. That was a big thing for me, and just the level design was a lot more complicated than I thought it would be on a lot of the levels it played.
It was neat to kind of finally get a look at how these levels are, and also just see how some people play them that are good at games but had never seen these before. So it wasn't just a cakewalk for anyone. And no. There were definitely some of the puzzles on these levels had me scratching my head
for sure.
We won't dwell on that too much, though, because we've got to also talk about the Splatoon 2 World Championships 2019, and this, to me, was the main event of the day. Thoroughly enjoyed this. I watched it from start to end.
I did as well.
So that was a lot of fun. Did you have a certain region you were rooting for? Were you rooting for North America?
I had to root for North America.
Me too, and they did pretty well. Made it all the way to the finals. Won the first two games of that. I think it was a best of seven.
It was.
But then the Team Japan ended up kind of mopping the floor with them after those two wins.
Team Japan is just unbeatable right now. They are just so good.
But, man, just some really high level of play. It's just, I love watching these professional Splatoon 2 players play, because it's just the skill with which they play is just blows my mind.
Same here. I'll never be that good.
Of course, as they were presenting the Japan team with the trophy, Mr. Nagami, of course, was there handing out the trophy in his squid research lab coat. And they revealed that the final Splatfest is coming in July, and that's Chaos versus Order. And it says, looks like it'll run for 72 hours starting on July 18th, so a three-day Splatfest. It looks like they're going to deck out the Inkopolis Square. You're going to have custom special Splatfest gear that you can unlock. And there's going to be a brand new Shifty Station, as well as you may see a Shifty Station from any of the previous Splatfests as well. So I think this is going to be a lot of fun. The Splatfest with a bang, in my opinion.
I think so. The Chaos versus Order, I think it's actually Pearl versus Marine.
Definitely. Definitely. That's always what I thought it would be.
Yeah, so. Same here. And it looks like all of the Shifty Stations are going to be available after this is all over in local matches, at least, for sure. So that looks really cool.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad they're not lost forever, because there's been a ton of them.
I haven't played them all.
Right. So I'm definitely planning on participating in this. I'm not sure exactly which side I'm going to pick yet, but very excited about this, as well as the Splatfest coming up this weekend.
Yes.
And then after that, we got the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate World Championships 2019 3v3. And this did not hold my interest for very long, and I was really tired of sitting on the couch watching stuff anyway, so I didn't watch a whole lot about this, but I'm sure for the Smash fan, you know, real big Smash fans, bigger than me, probably did enjoy it.
Yes,
so,
for sure.
And of course, we did get Sakurai, I think, had a... Actually, you were the one that saw this. You may want to say what he did.
Yeah, he wasn't there, but he was. He had a video come up and said congratulations to Team Japan. I believe they took the win there. And he told us to make sure we tuned in to the E3 Direct because we would get some news on some DLC characters.
So, of course, that had everybody just on the edge of their seats waiting. And, man, big day for Team Japan taking both of the two last tournaments there.
They did very well.
Congratulations. Okay, so that brings us to June 11th, and that was when Nintendo had their big E3 Direct, and this is kind of what we wait all year for, honestly.
I think so.
I'd say this thing was about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to recap it in less than that. We're going to do our best. So I thought we'd just kind of start out with just kind of hit the big things that we were real excited about kind of in the order they were announced.
Okay, yes.
You want to go ahead and get started here, Chad?
So we did get a DLC character from Super Smash Bros. Ultimate announced, but I don't know if it was one people were real excited for were more kind of disappointed like me.
I was certainly meh on it.
The hero from Dragon Quest is joining Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Generic sword fighter.
I'm kind of seeing Robin and me sword fighter squished into one, which I know there are a lot of Dragon Quest fans out there. I'm personally just not one.
But same
I'll
here.
I'll definitely give him a try. The only thing I did really like about the hero is his alternate versions or alternate costumes, which are just different characters all over.
Yes, so, I agree. That's really cool. It reminds me, I think you mentioned this, of Bowser Jr., how all his alternates are the Koopa Kids. So yeah that
just
was pretty cool.
Other heroes from other Dragon Quest games.
Sure.
Very cool.
The next big video we got was for Luigi's Mansion 3, and this is very anticipated here.
I couldn't wait. They actually spent some time on it. I was super happy they did, and gave us the whole hotel look with kind of the background behind it. I thought that was just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, so it looks like it's taking place in a haunted hotel. I think it's called The Last Resort, which is a great name.
A fitting name.
We got to look at the Poltergust G-00, so the new Poltergust, and it has some new moves this time around. And so you got the Slam, the Burst, and the Suction Shot. These three, the Slam is by far my favorite. If you've ever played Turtles in Time, it's basically that you're flinging a ghost back and forth, left to right, to kind of weaken it, and I thought it was just awesome looking.
Yeah, I definitely got a Turtles in Time feeling when I saw that.
It looks like the Burst is a great move for if you're just surrounded by ghosts. It'll kind of put out a burst of air and scatter everything a little bit and give you some space. And then the Suction Shot, Luigi can kind of like shoot out the like a little plunger from the Poltergust, and then it'll stick to different things and you can use it to pull things apart. And so it looks like you'll use that in some puzzle solving and stuff.
Yes.
So I was really excited. I think this is by far the best Poltergust we've seen yet.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Of course, we also saw some returning characters, and I know we were both excited for these. Professor Egad and Guigi both return in this game, and I was sure glad to see the professor.
So was I. Polterpup also made an appearance.
That's right.
I was very happy to see him.
So, talking about Guigi, though, he can be used for local co-op throughout the entire game. So I thought this was a big deal. And it looks like even if you're playing single player, you will need Guigi because he has some special abilities that the regular Luigi does not have. So if you're playing by yourself, it looks like you can switch between them and kind of play as Guigi to do what he needs to do and then play as Luigi with what he needs to do.
I really didn't see something like that coming. It would not have surprised me at all if they would have said no co-op at all on this game. And yeah. I probably would have been fine with that, but I'm very excited to have the option to do some co-op.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is perfect. Like, for sure. If you're playing it and your wife is interested in it, well, hey, she can hop on and play through the story. I think it's a great addition.
Yes.
We got another mode announced, and I think this is kind of probably just a better version of the one they included in Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, but the Scare Scraper is another mode in this game. It was announced, and it features both local and online co-op with up to 8 players this time. So it looks like 2 per system, so if you had 4 Switches, 4 copies of the game, you could have 4 Luigis and 4 Guigis.
Very cool. I'm very excited to give this a try.
This looks fun. It looks like it may be kind of like randomized rooms and you're kind of on a score attack for a certain amount of time. Kind of reminds me of Salmon Run in Splatoon 2. Just this fun co-op mode in this game.
It
and I don't know. I'm super excited about Luigi's Mansion after all these announcements. And I think this is going to be a much bigger game than we've ever had a Luigi's Mansion game be. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so. I just... would like to know when this game is coming out.
Yeah, when is it coming out? All it still says 2019. So
it's better than 2020. I still think October is just it's got to be October.
It would make sense. So this game looks really cool, and we can't wait to play it
for sure.
The next kind of announcement we saw, or new information we got on another big game, was Link's Awakening. So we got another trailer for that, and it showed off a few new things. So I thought that was pretty cool. So it looks like they're adding a dungeon maker mode to this game, and I thought that was really cool. So looks like you'll get different pieces that you can piece together and make a dungeon and play through them, and you can kind of arrange it however you want. It looks like the more you play, the more pieces you unlock, and it seems like you can get items and stuff from playing through this, so it'll be a fun thing to play, and you'll get some rewards for doing it.
Well, it looked really neat.
It sure did. Also, this, and I thought this was cool, the Color Dungeon from Link's Awakening DX, the Game Boy Color version, it had an all-new dungeon in it that was you could only play on the Game Boy Color because the puzzles were color-based. So if you had an original Game Boy, you were out of luck. You couldn't solve it. But that is returning, and I really didn't think they would actually bring this back, but they are. So I'm very, very glad to see that.
Gotcha.
We also got one of our first new amiibo announcements in a long time. A Link's Awakening amiibo is coming. It's going to come out the same day as the game. And if you use it with the game, it will unlock Shadow Link for use in Dungeon Maker. So you can make your custom dungeon a little harder by adding Shadow Link to it.
No, we've already got a ton of Link amiibos. But this one does not look anything like any of the other ones. He looks exactly like he does on the game.
And, he's absolutely adorable.
I've got it pre-ordered already.
Me too. Also, there seems like there's going to be some quality of life stuff. So in the Link's Awakening on the Game Boy, you could only have two items equipped at once. So if you had your shield and your sword and you needed to jump, well, you had to deselect one, you know, unequip one of either your sword or your shield and equip the feather that let you jump. So it looks like this time around, the sword, the shield, the power bracelet, and I think the boots are all equipped at all times. So you're not going to have to be switching so many items. And I thought that was a very nice addition. Hopefully they do some more things like that for this game. Just kind of bring it up to modern game standards where people aren't always just annoyed of having to go into the menu and equip different things.
That would be nice.
So we got a release date for this game, and it's coming out sooner than I thought it might be. It's coming out September 20th. And a special Dreamer Edition is also coming out with an art book. And I definitely kind of want to pick up this edition myself.
I saw the price. It's only, I believe, $10 more.
Yeah,
so not too bad.
I'm excited. We're not getting the really cool European special edition, which comes with a steel case that looks like a Game Boy, which I want so badly. We're not getting that
one. It looks amazing.
So, but yeah, I was really happy to get another look at this game and also a release date. This game is just a few months away.
Not long to wait.
Next big announcement that we got was some more info on Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. You want to run through that?
So it is, of course, coming July 19th. We did already know that. We got quite a bit of gameplay aspects. Something cool, an expansion pass was announced with some DLC based on the Fantastic Four, the X-Men, and Marvel Knights. So I was not expecting any DLC for this game at all.
Me either, and this has got me excited, man.
It really does. You know, the Fantastic Four, not many people like them right now, so I'm really excited that they're coming back, and of course the X-Men. What I really like about this game from all the trailers that I've seen, some of the villains and stuff are based off of the movies, but all the characters look like they're almost in classic costumes.
I agree. I love that.
They just look classic comic characters, and I really like that. I'm a big comic fan.
Yes, and I'm telling you, if they will just tell me who's all included in the Marvel Knights part, if Moon Knight's in there, I'm buying this 100%. I want to play as Moon Knight so bad. But yeah, I'm very excited. And this game is right around the corner next month.
It is. I can't wait.
We got another trailer for Cadence of Hyrule, which we've known about for a while. But the big news was they said, hey, it's coming out June 13th. So by the time this episode is released, it's out now, folks. So we're definitely going to be picking this up and enjoying it. And I can't believe it's coming out this week.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to play it. I definitely plan on playing it over the weekend.
Awesome. Another game we got a good look at was Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games 2020, and they announced it's coming out in November of 2019. I'm kind of excited about this. I've never played one of these games. There was some kind of neat looking sports included, some that I wasn't expecting. I'd forgotten that skateboarding was finally going to be an Olympic sport, so it was kind of cool to see like Yoshi on a skateboard doing tricks. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, I definitely plan on picking it up.
Okay, now we're getting to kind of the big stuff here, Chad.
Oh, man.
We got a trailer for Animal Crossing New Horizons, and this is kind of what we were here for. This is what I was waiting all direct for, was when are they going to talk about Animal Crossing?
Same. Yeah, I was super happy to see Animal Crossing make an appearance. What really confused me is there was a human voice talking at the beginning of this trailer. And in Animal Crossing, there are no human voices. So that kind of threw me off a little bit, but maybe it has no meaning. I don't know.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and get the really bad news out of the way and then talk about how excited we are for this game. So it's being delayed until March 20th, 2020. So when this game was announced, it said it was coming in 2019. That is no longer the case. It's not coming out until next March. That's a bummer.
I was just absolutely heartbroken.
I was too. Nintendo has since came out and said that in order to complete the game without putting their employees through crunch, that's why they delayed it. So I get that. I'm glad. I don't want people to be overworked and work 24 hours a day just for this game to come out when I want it to. But I was very disappointed that I'm going to have to wait that long. But hopefully this game will just be super polished when it comes out.
Right.
But man, the subtitle is not wrong. New Horizons. This is a very different Animal Crossing game it looks like we're getting.
It is.
So it takes place on an island. I think this is a first for the series. It always took place in a village. I mean, that's why we have the villager, but I don't know if they'll call him the islander now or not. I'm not sure.
You're just thrown on a deserted island, looks like.
It looks like you win, and it seems like Tom Nook has gotten even bigger than he's already been as a businessman. He now has his own company called Nook Inc., and it looks like you get a Nook Inc. Deserted island vacation getaway package, and that's how you arrive on this island. And he drops you with basically nothing, of course, so he can then sell you more stuff once you arrive. You know, we saw a lot of different stuff in this trailer. Looks like you start out with basically nothing but a tent. But it does look like as you progress through the game, you are building stuff up, building a house and shops and different things like that, and more people move in. So some of the things that kind of stuck out for me from the trailer, this was really cool. You can pole vault over creeks with an item now, so no more having to run halfway across the island just to cross a bridge.
Oh, yes, I do remember those
and
days.
And it looked so fun.
I thought that was a really neat addition. I wasn't expecting something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, running and looking for a bridge is super annoying.
Exactly. It looks like you can also place furniture outdoors now. You no longer, if you drop a couch down, is it just a little leaf on the ground? You can now actually set it out there. So looks like you'll be decorating your front yard in this game.
That's going to be that's going to be a big change in this series and stuff. You can put, because I've had certain items in my house, I was like, well, this doesn't belong here. It looks so much better outside.
Right.
They're going to give us the opportunity to do that. Very cool.
I think that's a really great addition there. Something else that's new for a console game is that you can now craft items. Now, we've seen this in Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, and it's not my favorite part of it, and I don't know how I feel about having to collect 150 pieces of wood so I can make myself a bed, but hopefully it won't be too tedious, and it looks like you are still able to buy some stuff. You may even be able to get away with not having to craft anything if you don't want and just spend more bales. I'm not sure, but crafting is in here. So
yeah, I wasn't very excited to see that, but I'm trying to be optimistic and keep a positive attitude.
Right. Looks like one thing that I think we can be very optimistic about is the multiplayer in this game. It looks like it's going to have both local and online co-op, and they showed 8 villagers all hanging out together. So this is just exactly what I wanted.
And you know, I know at least 5 or 6 people that will be getting this game, and I can't wait to play with all of them at the same time.
Oh, I know. It's going to be so fun.
We were limited to 4, I believe, on the last
New Leaf. Right.
So
They did a Nintendo Treehouse Live of this game, and they brought in the Mr. Nagami came in as a co-op character, and it looks like you can just on the fly make someone else the host, and looks like whoever's the host, you get a share of their inventory, and you can even help the host complete tasks and stuff. So I thought this is a great way to do it, and in years past on previous games, if the host left, the game was basically over for everyone else. But now it's if I'm the host and we've got six of us all in there running around and the baby's crying, I gotta leave, I can just make you the host, y'all can keep playing. So right. I thought that was pretty smart the way they're doing it this time.
I'll always stay in power.
So. There you go.
that was really cool because on how Mr. Nagami was playing, he was actually in the same town. He had a house in that town, and so they were actually playing together.
Right.
And, which is something we have never seen before. If you had a house in my town, I would have to quit, save the game, and then you could play, start your town over. But you can play at the same time now, from what I understood, and that is very awesome.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to playing this with you and all of our other friends, but also just with my wife. I mean, we played a lot of New Leaf together, and I can't wait to just, have her and me on the same island and us just going and complete activities together and hunt for fish and bugs and stuff. It's going to be so fun.
It looks really good.
Speaking of that, the look of the game, were you impressed with how it looks? To me, this is the best-looking Animal Crossing we've seen yet.
Oh, 100%. I really like the attention to detail, and I really don't think it's done yet. I think they're going to add more stuff to it.
Oh, yeah, and they've even mentioned this game is not, they said, it may look done, but they say we've got a lot of stuff we're adding to this. So hopefully it's just going to be chock full of stuff to do. But, I was really impressed with the look of the game. I love how even, the trees' leaves kind of move in the wind. It's just little touches like that that we've never seen before, so I thought it really added to the effect
for sure.
And then lastly, at least here are my notes that we just have to talk about, is it looks like you now have a cell phone, but it's not just any cell phone. It's called the Nook Phone.
I've got a pre-order.
I wish I could have one of these in real life. But this Nook Phone looks like it's how you'll communicate with Tom Nook. And also, there's something new to this game called Nook Miles. And these are things that you'll collect by doing different tasks for Tom Nook. And you can then exchange these for items and stuff. So I can't wait to just collect a bunch of Nook Miles and see what all I can buy with them.
I'm wondering if this will kind of replace the fortune cookies that we saw in New Leaf.
Wonder, yeah.
Either way, that would be really cool, though.
Yeah. It's probably a good thing that Nook Inc. is not a real-life company, or I'd probably be a slave to it. That's Animal Crossing. There's some good and some bad, but we're going to be waiting until March regardless to play this game.
100% getting it, though.
All right, then the next big bombshell for me was about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Chad, you want to run through this announcement?
We got another DLC character.
So I think the hero was the one for Summer for the DLC. They're going to go ahead and reveal the fall character for us.
Coming in fall 2019. Banjo and Kazooie are raring to go.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe it.
This was another one of those pretty funny introductions to the character.
Oh, it was great.
From how King K. Rool was announced. They had Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, and King K. Rool this time all sleeping in Donkey Kong's house.
Right.
And there was Banjo and Kazooie out the window. Except it was the Duck Hunt dog.
Right.
But then,
that was
of
great.
Course, Banjo-Kazooie did make it his official appearance. And this looks like a really, really fun character to use.
I agree. I love Banjo and Kazooie and just the moveset and everything. It looks like they're going to be a lot of fun to play as.
Yeah, it looks like whenever you dash really fast, it looks like Banjo gets on Kazooie's back and Kazooie starts running. Just right. Little things like that. Really funny.
Yeah, and this is just something, it's just hard to imagine what actually happened because, I mean, even though Rare created these characters when they were owned by Nintendo, they're owned by Microsoft now, and the last Banjo and Kazooie game came out on the Xbox 360, so I just really was unsure whether these would come, but thankfully Nintendo and Microsoft have been pretty chummy here lately, so they were able to make this happen, and I'm super excited about it.
I can't wait. He's my favorite DLC character announced so far.
Oh, definitely. So we thought that might be it, but there was one more thing, Chad, and we've got to discuss it.
I think this is the biggest thing.
This is the showstopper right here.
And it was probably the shortest announcement.
So we got a new trailer, kind of started out kind of mysterious, unsure what it was. But as it kind of plays along, I started to get an idea, and you probably did too.
Oh, for sure.
So the sequel to Breath of the Wild is in development, and they had a short trailer for it. This thing looks incredible.
It blew my mind, and I'm not even sure what I saw in the trailer, but I just want to see more.
Me too. We see a lot of Link and Zelda. It seems like working together, so I'm hoping she plays a big role in this game. It looks like she will.
Yes, for sure.
I can't believe they even showed any gameplay. I mean, I could just see them just saying, the sequel to Breath of the Wild is in development. That would have sent people in a frenzy without showing anything. But they actually had a short trailer for us. And, I mean, this game can't be anywhere close to being ready. But I'm ready for it whenever it comes.
Right. I will be patiently awaiting the day we get more announcements and everything. But I'm just so happy to hear that it's in development. And yeah, especially a sequel to Breath of the Wild. Not a new Zelda game that went in a completely different direction, but a sequel to Breath of the Wild.
I mean, Breath of the Wild is an all-time classic. I mean, it is up there, top games of all time, in my opinion. So, yes, I am extremely happy that they're just making a sequel to it. And, you know, I think they've already had several years since Breath of the Wild came out. It'll probably be several years before this game comes out. I think they're going to have a lot of time to add some really cool stuff. And, you know, it looks like it's going to take place in kind of the same area. So, if they don't have to make an all-new area, who knows what all they'll have time to add. And so I think this is going to be I think it's going to be packed full of stuff to do, in my opinion.
Yep, I sure hope so.
So that's kind of it for the big stuff at E3. There was a few smaller announcements I thought we'd hit real quick before we end up here.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of stuff announced in this. So the collection of mana collection is now on the eShop. This was something that came out in Japan a long time ago. These are three Square RPGs that are beloved. And a lot of people didn't think these would ever come to the U.S., but they are, and they're out now. I don't know a whole lot about these games, just that they're very well liked and loved.
Right.
The Witcher 3 Complete Edition was announced as coming to the Switch in 2019. Now, this is a game I'm not interested in, but this is a big game here, and I can't believe it's coming to the Switch.
Right, yeah, I've always heard rumors, but I didn't think they would ever be able to fit it on the Switch.
So. Right. We had a really weird video about Resident Evil with a couple going into a haunted house and playing their Switch in there. It was very strange.
Very creepy.
It was. All that just to announce that two more Resident Evil games are coming to the Switch in the fall. Resident Evil 5 and Resident Evil 6. So if you are a Resident Evil fan, there's a lot of games on the Switch that you'll be able to play. Another announcement that I was not expecting, No More Heroes 3 is coming to the Nintendo Switch in 2020. So I guess Travis Strikes Again must have did pretty well, because now they're able to make a full sequel to No More Heroes. Here's one that I was not expecting at all. Contra Rogue Corps, a new game in the Contra series, is coming to the Nintendo Switch on September 26th. I'm very excited about this. We haven't had a new Contra game in a very long time.
That's what I was thinking. There hadn't been a Contra released in forever.
I believe since Contra 4 on the DS, but I could be wrong. But this looks pretty interesting. It looks like you can play as several human characters as well as a panda bear, which is what I would want to play
That's
as
what
for
I
sure.
Play as.
And then, of course, along with it, they announced that the Contra collection was out now. So that got me very excited. Of course, I already have it now. So we also got a new look at Daemon X Machina, if I'm saying that right, hopefully. Our release date is coming out on September 13th. Chad, are you going to still pick this up, or are you out as well?
So I was very excited about the demo and stuff I played, but this the trailer they showed, it did not look very good to me. I'm on the fence. I'm more leaning toward not picking it up now. It just did not do anything for me.
Yeah, this I'm not interested in this one, but I'm sure there are people that are, and I hope it's good. We also got an announcement that a remake of Panzer Dragoon is coming to the Nintendo Switch this winter. Now, this is a very well-loved game from the Sega Saturn, probably one of the best games that was released on the system. And it's kind of a rail shooter. It's kind of similar to like a Star Fox, actually. And I've heard really good things about this game, and that's really cool that they're remaking it. It looks like all new graphics and stuff. So depending on the price of this, I very well might pick this one up.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but you've intrigued me with Star Fox. So.
Yes, yes. So we also got another look at Astral Chain, and it's coming pretty soon. It's coming out on August 30th, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
that game looks really neat.
Yes.
We also saw that the Spyro trilogy, which is already out on some of the other systems, but it is coming to the Switch on September 3rd. And I grew up loving these three Spyro games, so I'll more than likely will actually pick this one up. I didn't pick up the Crash trilogy, but as long as this gets pretty good reviews, I'll probably end up picking this one up.
Yeah, same here.
And then one other one I wanted to talk about was they said that new Super Lucky's Tale is coming to the Switch this fall. And this kind of looks like a fun kind of 3D platformer to me. But the big deal with this one is it was previously an Xbox exclusive. So along with Cuphead, now we're getting another Xbox exclusive. So I hope Xbox keeps on with this and bring in some of the better games and the games that would be a good fit for the Switch on over. Because that's awesome.
Yeah, this game on the trailer and everything, it looked really fun. It'd be something I'd definitely be interested in.
Yeah, I'm interested in that one as well. So, and man, there's no way we could cover everything, but that's kind of, to me, that's hitting kind of everything I thought was worth mentioning. Do you have any, what are your final thoughts kind of about Nintendo's E3 showing? How do you think they did?
So I think they did really well. I mean, they just knocked it out of the park with announcing the sequel to Breath of the Wild.
Oh, I'm telling
Banjo
you.
Banjo-Kazooie. The Animal Crossing was a little bit of a disappointment, but I'm still very excited for the game to come out. Overall, Luigi's Mansion 3, cannot wait to play it.
I agree. You know, all the way up to the very end of this direct, I was thinking it was a pretty subpar direct. There was the bad news about Animal Crossing, and then it seemed like everything else was stuff we kind of already knew about. And I was just kind of like, wow, is that really it? But with those last two announcements, Banjo-Kazooie coming to Smash, and then, of course, the Breath of the Wild sequel, that really bumped it up for me. And I would give it, you know, a B plus, A minus, something like that. Oh, I don't think it's the greatest direct ever, but those two announcements right there, I mean, that really got me going.
They just got it, yeah. I agree with you.
Awesome. Well, that's going to do it for our E3 wrap-up, as well as everything we missed over our two-month hiatus. We're glad to be back. This is awesome. We love talking Nintendo to each other and to you guys. And we're very excited about the future of this show. We will be back not next week, but in 2 weeks, which is our new schedule. Before we do leave, we've got a little bit of housekeeping to do. We want to remind everyone that you can visit our show page. It's at anchor.fm/KareboShoePodcast. There you will find links to find our podcast on all the services it's available on. Of course, we're available on all of the popular apps, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, just basically any service that has podcasts, we're on it now. So we're happy to be wherever your favorite service is. If you enjoy the show, please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts. We would really appreciate it. You can email the show at KareboShoePodcast@gmail.com. And of course, we are on all the social medias. We're on Twitter at @KareboShoePod. We're at @KareboShoePodcast on Instagram. And special announcement from since last time, we are now on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page, and that can be found on Facebook. We're @KareboShoePodcast on there. So we're happy to be on Facebook. We're willing to give it a shot and see how it does. So if that's any of these places you can go to, follow us and stay up to date on any news regarding the show. With all that being said, I think that's going to do it for today. We'll see you guys next time.